I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning feature on 91.9 KVCR. As the summer is winding down, we are wrapping up our summer-long series examining each of the Inland Empire's major economic sectors and predicting how they'll perform this year. In past segments, we have drilled into the Inland Empire's logistics, healthcare, manufacturing, professional and management, housing and retail, and real estate sectors of the Inland Empire economy. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. This morning, Dr. Husing is going to talk about what he calls the IE's high-paying entrepreneurial economic sector. He says it has long been a goal of local civic, economic, and educational leaders to expand this sector.
A key piece of this is the need for entrepreneurship. Four examples that I like to cite. One is Esri in Redlands. Jack Dangerman started. Over 2,000 high-end programmers working in GIS there. The Borns family in Riverside with Borns Engineering, Sorensen Engineering in Yucaipa, started by the Sorensen family. Sigmanet Care, started by Ahmad Adel El-Khatib, immigrant, created a company that works between people who don't understand programming and people who are programmers but don't speak English.
Oh.
To business leaders who work in between that.
That is an important function.
It is a hugely important function, and it's one that I even convinced my grandson to go into. The difficulty we face here starts really with the bachelor's degree. 21% of our adult population has a bachelor's or higher degree. We're competing with places like L.A. and the other South Coastal counties. L.A., it's 31%. The other coastal counties, it's 38%. That's Orange, San Diego, Ventura, Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. So we're really out-competed. So that's the bad news. The good news, between 2015 and 2016, and 2016 is the date I just cited, we went up almost 1%.
Good.
Which is good news. That, now, some of that is graduates, but some of that is people migrating into the area. And we see that when we look at cities whose population makeup has educational levels equal to or better than the coastal counties. So, for instance, Indian Wells, Loma Linda, and Chino Hills and Rancho Mirage all have higher educational levels than Orange County.
So there are cities in the Inland Empire area that have that are better educated, quote unquote, with according
than
to
Orange County.
Than Orange,
right.
County.
Then you get to Rancho Cucamonga, East Vail, and Redlands are all higher than San Diego County.
Okay.
They're less than Orange, but higher than San Diego. Then if you go to La Quinta, Palm Springs, and Palm Desert out in Coachella Valley, but Upland, Big Bear Lake, Temecula, Murrieta are below San Diego but above L.A. And then close to L.A. are Canyon Lake and Grand Terrace. They're just almost equal to it.
Okay.
So those cities, 14 cities, plus those two that are just about tied with L.A., so 16 cities, give us competition we didn't have before. And a lot of this is migration.
Okay.
Some of it is not. A lot of that is migration. But some of it is local graduates staying, working here, as that part of our strategies for the region unfolds. Within this area, the office market is not very strong. Only up 390,000 square feet of net absorption in last year. Vacancy rates have plunged from 24 to 11, which is good, but still we're not building much because we don't have a lot of demand there. And part of the problem here, again, as with retailing, is e-commerce, because a lot of stuff is done online now that 5 years ago wasn't.
So I was going to ask about what do you think is the future of office market?
Office market will come back, but it won't be as strong as it was just simply for the For a given size economy, you need a smaller office market. So as the economy grows, it will grow, but it won't grow proportionally to the economy as a whole because so much is now done in e-commerce. As I like to say personally, my financial advisor lives in Pasadena. My accountant for my investments, who handles all that stuff for me, is in Newport. They all were out here. They moved back to those places during the recession.
Next week, we will predict how the high-paying sector will perform this year. Will it do better or worse than last year? And Dr. Husing will make a final prognostication on how the overall inland economy will do in 2018. Next week, John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.